We've got 38 CHIMAs organized around the state, which equates to about 489,000 acres of citrus. Now, that doesn't mean that all the growers are participating that are in those CHIMAs, and we have some CHIMAs that are more organized and working together more than others. It's leadership by the grower community is paramount to establishing and sustaining the activities of these CHIMAs. And when you have people like Jerry Newland, Steve Farr, John Gose, you know, Tim Herner there in Highlands County, those folks are working very hard to organize fellow growers in their area, and the results are paying off. We're seeing lower populations of psyllids, and as growers that are not participating, as they see that data on the CHIMA website, they're tending to get more involved. The biggest problem that we see right now is there are some growers out there who choose not to participate. And in the more sophisticated CHIMAs, they are identifying those hot spots, high populations of CHIMAs, and they are sitting down and meeting with those growers to try to get them to come on board and do the necessary production applications to keep these ACP counts down. Things were going good. Our IFAS website, where the growers can go to get these psyllid counts to make these informed decisions, since September 2011 through June of 2012, we've had about 81,000 hits or about 7,800 hits a month on that website. So it shows us that the growers are going and seeing what's going on. Also, we've just put a new questionnaire on the website to try to get comments from the growers, not on the, only on improvements on the data we're presenting, but what else they like to look at. Last but not least, one thing we're seeing about the CHIMA concept, it is also a venue to use if we have other production problems, such as citrus black spots. There's already conversations about using the CHIMA concept in the Gulf area, where it's been very successful with ACP counts, in using that in control of black spots. So the whole concept is conducive to coordinated management between growers. And I can tell you, not only the Florida growers looking at this concept, they're looking at it in California, they're looking at it all over the world, and IFAS has done a tremendous job, you know, Jackie Burns and Michael Rogers, in coming up and promoting that concept.
Within the CHIMAs, I know, as you said, some folks are not participating. In most of the CHIMAs, are most growers participating?
I don't know the exact count. Obviously, there's some CHIMAs. I've heard Tim Herner, who helps the growers there in Highlands County, coordinate those sprays. I've heard him say up to 90% of the growers in some of those CHIMAs are counting. But that's one thing that's kind of hard to get a handle on. You basically have to meet with the growers quite a bit and let them give you a handle on just how many are participating.
What are you hearing are the reasons from growers who are not participating, who are having to be talked into it by their fellow growers?
I think we've got some growers in the business that are slower to grasp new technology. That's one. And then just pure economics. You know, in the last 6 or 7 years, we've seen grove costs on processed fruit grow from $1,000 an acre all the way up to $1,900 an acre. If you use psyllid sprays, and if you use these nutritional cocktails. So when you start adding all that cost, you obviously have growers that may not have the wherewithal to spend that kind of money, particularly your smaller growers.
Are abandoned groves, either for economic reasons or for disease reasons, they're a problem as well?
Well, abandoned groves are definitely a problem, and you know, the message was, yes, they do have psyllids that move from abandoned groves to other groves, but not as much as you would expect. We found the same thing in the canker, back when we were in that eradication program. Abandoned groves had canker, but not near as much, simply because they don't put out as much flush. I will say this, we're working on abandoned groves. DACs and some of our county agents are working with the property appraisers, and we've been very successful at having property owners who push their groves. FDACs gives them a compliance agreement verifying they push their groves, and if they take that to participating property appraisers, they'll give them a de minimis value of $50 an acre for 2 years on that growth. Another thing we're seeing, our folks are out there, you know, on an annual basis, we go through these abandoned groves and see what the condition of them are. What we're seeing this year is quite a few abandoned groves are being reclimated simply due to good citrus prices. So those that aren't too far gone, they're going back in and they're starting to mow, they're starting to spray and stuff like that. We're seeing that. We're also seeing growers that who have abandoned groves pushing them and resetting. Now, we're not seeing a lot of acres, you know, tremendous amount of large-scale acres, but we're seeing 20, 30, 40 acres all over the state, particularly in the Lake County area, you know, where you had these small groves. A lot of those groves are going back into production. And then I guess the only other thing, if there's anything good about the abandoned groves, the longer they're abandoned, the more we find dead. Particularly in, for instance, Henry County has had about 12,000 acres of abandoned grove. About 10,000 acres of that was Water Management District. The Water Management District were aggressive, and they kill those groves for us, and we've got 10,000 acres of abandoned grove, but it's dead. It's off the charts. It's not a concern.
No silage in dead groves.
Yeah. Our biggest concern are groves that are in valuable production and the grower isn't participating. So there's obviously more silage in a good grove than there are in an abandoned grove. And that's really what we ought to be focusing on more than abandoned groves.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.